10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 6, 6.
Hello there, and welcome to the Number 6 Show.
In the last episode of Soap, Carol convinced Jody to share an apartment not as lovers, but as friends, even though we know she'd love to be lovers. And speaking of lovers, Dennis told Jody he'd love to have him back. Father Tim decided not to remain a father, but to become a husband and ask Corinne to marry him. Corinne loves the idea. Mr. Lefkowitz told Danny he'd kill his entire family if Danny didn't marry Elaine. Danny said he'd love to. Mr. Malou, Jessica's lawyer, told Jessica he loved her, and Jessica would have loved to have heard not guilty from the jury. Since she didn't, she'd love to know who did it. Who did? Was it Chester? Jody? Corinne? Benson? Bert? Wouldn't you love to know? Stay tuned for this week's episode of
The Dead Guys Show for 2017, Part 2 on the Number 6 Show. Rufus T. Webmaster, the only guy here at the Number 6 Show whose brother-in-law knows a lawyer, has approved the following announcement. We have been in negotiations with Death. Turns out, he's a cold, grim fellow with no tolerance for the monkey business. At the Number 6 Show, we don't take Death seriously. That doesn't mean we don't have a deep respect for celebrities and musicians that have died.
When you die, you stop drinking beer. When you die, you stop being here. When you die, some people cry. When you die, we say goodbye. Yeah.
But it does mean we recognize that their creations have a life all their own. We want to celebrate those works and keep the mourning and sadness to a minimum and the joy of a wondrous legacy at full blast. Please realize our laughter in the face of death is not meant as any disrespect for the noble warriors who lived life while they did. Thank you. Alright, so welcome to part 2 of the Dead Guy Show, here on the Number 6 Show. And since that was part 2, we started off with a recap from the old TV show Soap, because Robert Guillaume passed on, star of Benson and Soap. Coming up, here's a block of Dead Guy Spy Show and Detective Show songs.
Thank you. you were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Such a shame that it's so hard to find good, honest legal help these days.
See, the problem with my brother and me is we're recidivists, habitual criminal offenders. No attorney wants to go near us. I gotta find him a lawyer. I don't know what I'm gonna do. The DA was Burger, the cop was Drag, Nello was a secretary, drink sat on the desk with Barry. We'll be right back.
Shouldn't be fooling around with wills and sulky heiresses anyway. Your specialty is murder.
Oh yeah, a little tribute to TV detectives, spies, and even a little lawyer at the end. That's right. Oh, Mike Connors died, and that was the Mannix theme with Lalo Schifrin as the composer. And same guy did the Mission Impossible theme, as we want to play a tribute to Martin Landau on Mission Impossible. And after that, Roger Moore sadly passed. That was Paul McCartney's theme to Live and Let Die, one of my favorite James Bond themes. And we followed it up with the Blues Brothers doing a Perry Mason theme as Barbara Hale passed on, the secretary for Perry Mason. And that was from the Made in America album. Yeah, given the original versions of the TV shows, all except for the Perry Mason one, to give you the Blues Brothers version on that one. And I was talking about how hard it was going to be to fit in everybody who died in 2017 and get a little clip in if we could, and all the celebrities that died, more than just musicians. And talking it up, talk to a lot. So you might know that Dr. Butcher sometimes likes to bang on things and make a lot of noise here. Well, for Christmas, somebody gave him an electronic drum set. So I got him together with the Six, believe it or not, and he put together a process he's calling Clipatronic. Not Frippatronic, but Clipatronic. Where he's taking some of his favorite clips and catchphrases and buzzwords and sort of playing with them. So here's a premiere of Dr. Butcher and the Six with the Dead Guy Clip Track 2017.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
How about an easy pork sandwich served with a dirty ashtray?
Simple. It seems to me the only thing you've learned is that Caesar is a salad dressing.
Hey, there's a new guy in town. His name's RoboCop.
Is it behind door number one, or door number two, or door number three?
My name's Bob. James.
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne. Thanks so much for joining us.
I've got a lot of cutting and pasting to do, gentlemen, so please, why don't you return to your porch rockers and resume whittling?
Shazam!
Can I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Oh, Mr. Fred. I am not you heard animal!
Who is it this time, Commissioner? Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
You two donkeys could get laid in a morgue.
My name? I'll say you mine.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
Get that baby away from that monkey! That monkey eat that baby's face off! Oh my God! That's what those domesticated monkeys always do, eat people's face off! And they go, oh, I didn't know it was a nice monkey. Don't eat somebody's face off!
His name's Mannix. Joe Mannix.
To the bat balls.
I know you've all been sworn I've been your complaint.
How dare that asshole bring a towel? You think it takes talent to play Frankenstein? It's all own makeup and then daunting.
Oh,
When a shit apple falls from a tree and grows up in a field of shit, it doesn't have any choice. Just like Trinity. She's gonna grow up to be a shit apple tree, just like her father.
Believe me, you don't want Hannibal Lecter inside your head.
You guys smell like you fell into a dungeon.
Kinda makes you homesick, don't it?
You know, it does kinda, don't it, old buddy?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be fooling me, Will. It's all Gieris is anyway. Your specialty is murder.
Keeping up on current events, we just got our asses kicked, pal.
We'll be back, my boy.
Shazam!
With enough time and enough money, you can spend the rest of your life following the summer around the world.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Well, bye.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur, or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Mr. Crow, I hope you'll excuse me, sir, but I was just playing your broom.
That's my theremin.
Two young lovers in the front porch swang. Boy told the girl he went and bought a ring, hoping one day soon that they'd be wed. She said, fine, but I'd like to hear you whisper pretty love words in my ear. So he took her in his arms and softly said, Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if your bills are high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey.
The Russian rep in the United Nations, making a speech on foreign relations, shook his fist and shouted threats of war. The U.S. man stood up and smiled, spoke three words and the place went wild. They'll echo around the world forevermore. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, so if it's market day and your hens won't lay, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, 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 Gomer says, hey, hey, hey.
Country boy come to Hollywood, made a screen test and it sure looked good. Nowadays he's a star that the people cheer. It all got started that fateful day when he knew just what to say and whispered in that film director's ear. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if your bills are high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. Gomer says, hi. Gomer says, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. How great was that? We started off with Dr. Butcher and the Six debuting the Dead Guy clip track 2017. And you heard a lot of snippets of stuff of Dead Guys, basically. June Frey from Rocky and Bullwinkle. And what else did you hear? You heard some Jerry Lewis in there, and you heard Adam West, and a little clip of Harry Dean Stanton along with Don Rickles. And what else? We got Monty Hall, Miguel Ferrer, Bill Paxton from Aliens. Oh, you got Aaron Moran from the old Happy Days show. And Powers Booth as Curly Bill from Tombstone. And oh my goodness, we just had all kinds of stuff, didn't we? Richard Anderson, the guy who played Oscar Goldman on the old $6 Million Man show. And what else? The founder of Little Caesars, Michael Illich, was given a little tribute there. And you remember old Judge Wapner from the People's Court, and Robert Osborne from TCM, and Chuck Barris from the Gong Show. And we even did a little bit of a tribute from about Jonathan Demme, the director of Silence of the Lambs. And oh, what else? Oh, a little tribute from it was a snippet of Ralphie May and some Jim Nabors. Oh, Gomer Pyle himself. Oh, a little tribute to the playwright of The Elephant Man, Bernard Pomerantz. And oh man, I'm sure I'm leaving out all kinds of people. We kind of ended up with Bruce Brown from The Endless Summer. He's the filmmaker who came up with that. And I'm, like I said, I'm sure I forgot a million others. Oh, yeah, the Stephen First, the Flounder from Animal House, had a couple of sound bites in there. What a great little tribute. Thank you, Dr. Butcher. I appreciate your help. Hey, after the Dead Guy clip track, you heard Dominique Frontier, the guy who did the Outer Limits theme. That's right, we control the hold, we control the vertical. And after that, a little Jerry Lewis. Yeah, a little scene from The Delicate Delinquent when he was messing around with a theremin. And after that, Jim Nabors himself with Gomer Says Hey. Well, let's not stick around. Let's do a little bit of parodies. About a block of parodies. We're going to start off with Ambiguous, actually M. Chowdhury, from doing a little parody of Linkin Park. Chester Bennington passed away recently, and this is called In the End, which is really a Bollywood parody of In the End. Enjoy here on the Number 6 Show.
Starts with one thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, that time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down till the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Did you not look out below? Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, but you didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. In the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. In the end, it doesn't even matter. One thing I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this line to explain in due time. All I know, that time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down till the end of the day. The clock takes life away.
It's so unreal.
Do not look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, but you didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go.
I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time where I tried so hard and got so far. In the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go.
He
were chilling out front, working up an appetite, thinking about lunch. Motivating on the beach, hanging out by Wolfie's, thinking about Pumpernick's or maybe even Schultz's. I'll have a corned beef or a quarter pound of brisket. The salmon didn't look so hot, I didn't wanna risk it. Belching by the window, I was getting kinda hot. I felt just like a brisket that was boiling in a pot.
Oi, it's so human. Oi, it's so human. Oi, it's so human. It's like a sauna in here. Oi, it's so human. Oi, it's so human. Oi, it's so human. It's like a sauna in here.
Irving! Irving! Irving!
What?
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 Hot as hell.
Oh, God,
don't we have any friends with air conditioning?
Doesn't Myrtle have air conditioning?
Myrtle, you mean octogenarian mutant ninja Myrtle?
That's the girl. Myrtle.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's say we walk over there.
What? No, what? Are you crazy?
Hey, hey, hey. Let's say we take a bus.
Let me take a bus. It'd be better.
Okay, let's get it.
Just go somewhere. I'm flying like a blintz.
Yes.
heard a parody block. That's right. Early on, we heard, since David Cassidy left us, we heard a parody of the Partridge Family. It's the porno parody. This ain't the Partridge Family, XXX. And what a loving tribute, I think it was, no? And after that, Fresh Kid Ice died from 2 Live Crew, and so we did a little parody, 2 Live Jews. That's right, with Oi, It's So Humid. Couldn't resist that one. And the last one in that block, Dave Flubeck from Molly Hatchet passed away, the guitar player. We played something we don't usually play on the show. Here was a Christian parody band, that's right, called Apologetics with Flirtin' with the Pastor. And this is the Dead Guy Show, where we respect the artists who died. But every once in a while, somebody dies that, let's just say...
death is too good for them.
Yeah, and this part's a little segment we like to call...
death of infamy.
And even though on the number 6 show we don't celebrate death, let's just say they won't be missed.
I'm glad you did.
Here to get that block started is Sam Kinison talking about serial killer Charles Manson.
Not safe for work! Not safe for work!
The views contained in the following pieces may not be suitable for more sensitive listeners.
Nice potty mouth, dirtbag!
I prayed so hard for you. It saddens and hurts me that the two young men whom I raised to believe in the Ten Commandments have returned to me as two thieves with filthy mouths and bad attitudes.
Nice potty mouth, dirtbag.
We're sorry.
Did you see Manson's interview? Did you see that? Was that too funny? Oh, man, they pulled him out and they go, Charlie, why'd you do it? And he goes, I heard the album. I heard that goddamn White album. Why don't we do it in the road? What do you think he was saying, man? No one will be watching us. And you're sitting there going, it's a fucking album! You were on acid, Manson! It's a fucking album! You'd have got the same message out of the Monkees, you fucking dickhead. Don't you hear what he's saying, man? Hey, we're the Monkees. Hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around. How clear does he have to say it, man? Last train to Clarksville, Whitey. It's the Monkees! They weren't even a real group, you fuck! It's so funny. This guy's out there. He thinks it was all about him. He goes, didn't you watch Charlie's Angels? That was about me. You never saw Charlie, did you? It's a fucking TV show. I'll put him back down the fucking hole. That Sharon Tate thing, I live out in L.A. for like the last 4 or 5 years, but it the one guy I felt sorry for was this 30-year-old Polish artist. His name was Wojciech Frychowski. He shows up. It's Laurel Canyon. This is like his first Hollywood party. He's all excited, you know. He goes in. They're getting high. They're laying around, a little drunk. All of a sudden, boom, the fucking doors break in. The Manson family comes in. Police report said they stabbed this guy 51 times, bludgeoned him in the head with a heavy object 13 times, and they shot him twice. So I figure this guy's by the door on their way out going, you don't have to leave yet, do you? You didn't put a chainsaw on my ass yet? My head's still on my torso! I'm glad you fuckers can handle your high!
Hey, this is Stoning the Court Elmer.
Why are the children doing what they're doing? Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his...
I'm in the country and I feed him oranges and bread.
in their underwear. And then they cut their wrists and write "I love you, God" all over the walls and hang themselves on the ventilator.
I don't know when to stop when that happens.
Johnny Tree, I am John. Johnny Tree, I am John. Johnny Tree,
whatever is necessary to do, you do it. When somebody needs to be killed, there's no why, you do it. And you move on. And you pick up a child, and you move him to the desert. You pick up as many children as you can.
There's a mean man in the neighborhood. He lives in the desert and it's understood that he's there to take good care of me, 'cause I'm one of his family. Charles in charge of all these men alive. Charles in charge of all wrongs and all rights. And now I want Charles in charge of me. Charles in charge of all guns and all knives. Charles in charge of who lives and who dies. And I want Charles in charge of me.
The women I got, I don't gotta tell them what you do. They know what you do.
In Panama, hey, guess what? I win it by a landslide. Big surprise, huh? Who would have guessed it? Hey, you kiss a few babies, shake a few hands.
He likes the losers who support his cause. They laugh at all his jokes.
And that's because I'm a funny guy. Come on, what's my name?
Noriega! Noriega!
I'm Noriega, you know me, you love me. But you can't get rid of me, I'm here for a long time. What do you think? I'm some kind of puppet dictator? Like Kuka, Bran, and Ollie? North?
He says he'd love to have democracy. As long as he's in charge.
This is my country, take it or leave it. What's my name? Sing it like you mean it.
Noriega.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
Noriega.
And President Bush.
Noriega.
Yeah, Bushy, 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 Bushy.
Noriega.
Such a big wimp.
Noriega.
Ah, yes, the Block of Infamy. Early on, Marilyn Manson with My Monkey that talks a little bit, uses clips from Charles Manson. Also features his guitar player, Daisy Berkowitz, a real name Scott Puteski, who died in 2017, on his album Portrait of an American Family. He did different versions of that, but that one has some samples of Manson, as well as samples of Helter Skelter by the Beatles, which was a big influence on Manson. Yeah, I guess so. And after that was Charles in Charge, yeah, the Electric Hellfire Club. That's actually off of a compilation CD, TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse, which kind of made fun of the TV shows, Charles in Charge, but it gave it a twist, a Mansonian twist. And after that, we heard about Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega, who died in in 2017. Bob Rivers did that little parody of Van Halen's Panama back in December 2002. And of course, Manuel Noriega was removed from power way back in 1989. Thus endeth the block of infamy. Let's turn our attention now to Clyde Stubblefield, who was James Brown's drummer, but you might know some of his drums because they were sampled for Public Enemy's Fight the Power and the following LL Cool J song.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
For a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What suffers in fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosion. Overpowering. Over the competition. I'm towering. Wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better move. Don't ever compare. Beat to the rest that'll all get sliced and diced. Competition's paying the price. I'm
upstairs and take out that garbage.
And it is hard to try to get everything in to pay tribute to some of the people who died in 2017. And also, you know, give you something that maybe you haven't heard before, or, you know, something you want to open your eyes to. And so early on, we heard Steely Dan. That's right, Walter Becker from Steely Dan, the singer-songwriter that really came up with a lot of their stuff, died in 2017 when wanted to show you Monkey in Your Soul from the Aja album. And after that, John Wetton. Oh, yeah, I could have played anything from Asia, King Crimson, Uriah Heep, Wishbone Ash. Oh, he covered a ton of stuff. But I wanted you to hear something that he played with Jeff Downes from the Buggles. Yep, yeah, he was in a group called Icon, and they played a little song called I Stand Alone. And, man, it really sounded great. After that, Frenzel Rom. You ever heard of them? No, maybe not. They were just singing about their hero from AC/DC, Malcolm Young, yeah, who scored a lot of the crazy, awesome riffs that Angus plays in AC/DC with Forever, Malcolm Young. That's all right. So here we go, trying to shove everything we can into this show. How about a block of oldies? Why not? Yeah, yeah. Well, here come the Miracles with the Tracks of My Tears. Why? Because Warren Pete Moore passed away in 2017. Here you go, the Miracles with the Tracks of My Tears on the Number 6 Show. Thanks for listening.
You'll see. thrill. On Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill. But all of those vows you made are never to be. So we're apart. You caught on me still.
In love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. What one embrace can do, look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Make sure your umbrella is upside down.
Baby, don't you know?
Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Every time it rains,
pennies from heaven.
Don't you know it's cloud in your
pennies from heaven.
You'll find your fortunes falling all over town. Make sure that your umbrella,
make sure your umbrella's upside.
Baby, don't you know?
Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. Pennies from heaven for you and me.
So take a big deep breath of the clean fresh air. Put a smile on your face, be a billionaire. The streets outside are paved with gold. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
Heck yeah, pennies from heaven. That's what we're feeling. That's right. It was Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners doing the original Pennies from Heaven. Before that was B. Wayne singing for Larry Clinton and his orchestra with Heart and Soul. The original Heart and Soul, just like a little piano thing that the piano thing everybody used to do. Yeah, yeah. And before that was Fats Domino, another original. That's right, Blueberry Hill. Didn't I used to hear Aaron Moore and Joni? Joni on Happy Days used to play that sometimes, didn't they? No, it was just Richie used to sing it. But still, there you go. Fats Domino passed away, that's right, with Blueberry Hill. And before that, Warren, Pete Moore with The Miracles with The Tracks of My Tears. Ah, block of classics. But you know what? I'm gonna keep the little twist going here. Instead of Pennies from Heaven, I every time I hear that, I keep thinking of Eddie Jefferson singing Bennies from Heaven. The great parody that I always used to hear on the Dr. Demento show. In fact, anytime we're at a campfire, that's one I'll pull out and I'll start singing. What? I'll start singing. Yeah, that's kind of crazy, I know. Eddie Jefferson. You know, it's the 2017 Dead Guys Show, part two, here on the Number Six Show.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after staying overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms and said, "Benny is his name." He says, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He says, "I've asked the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down." Now about, he said, about a little thing like this, I ordinarily shouldn't bother. He said, "But mama, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have fathers." And as I look at Benny, he said, "I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't for me." Thank you. yours. And if you want the things you love, you must have showers. And when you hear a thunder, don't run under a tree, 'cause there'll be bad from heaven for you. Banished from heaven for you and me.
Right through yonder window breaks.
As you can hear, he's rehearsing a scene right now. It's the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet. Let's watch.
It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Oh, I still don't have it. I don't know what's the matter.
Obviously, Mr. Ryan is having some difficulty.
And Juliet is the sun.
We'll take advantage of this break and talk with the visiting director of the production. Excuse me, sir, but you must be,
My name, Asahi Man.
Now, wait just a minute. You're the director. Isn't it unusual for you to be directing a Shakespearean play?
No, I always direct Shakespearean in play in my native country.
In your native country?
My native country.
I see. And where is that?
Ireland.
I'm very much afraid I don't understand.
Oh, must be my bro.
Never mind. No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I know you want to get back to your work.
All right, I get back to my work.
Good.
All right.
I'm awfully sorry, Sir Jose. A little temperament. Do you mind if I take it once again? But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Now, Sir Jose, would you mind showing me?
All right, you sit there, I show you. You walk. But it's all. What light beyond the window going to break? That is the east, and Julia is the sun.
Oh, Greg, when you do it, it's sheer genius. It's so easy. It's so facile.
Right.
Tell me, what's wrong with me?
It's your pronunciation.
The following tone is a reference tone of 700 hertz. The remainder of the tones are recorded at this level with the exception of the last tone, which is a reference tone at operating level.
I have to do
just to win the love of a girl like you. A girl like you. A girl like you. A girl like you. We'll be right back.
have. Oh, sad to say. You just heard, well, Gary DiCarlo passed away from Steam. Steam's the group that came out with the Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye song. Yeah, he was the singer. And before that was A Girl Like You by the Smithereens, right? Why? Because Pat DiNizio from the Smithereens, the singer-songwriter who came up with A Girl Like You, passed away. And before that, Jose Jimenez is the character that was created by comedian Bill Dana. Mostly showed up a lot on the Steve Allen Show, had a bunch of albums. Yeah, you remember The Right Stuff. Yeah, that was Jose Jimenez Teaches Shakespeare. Oh, you know who else from The Right Stuff? Yeah, it was Sam Shepard, the guy who played Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff.
Hey, Ridley, you got any Beamans?
Yeah, I think I got a stick.
Loan me some, will you? I'll pay you back later.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we're sorry we couldn't fit in everybody who passed away in 2017 that we needed to into this show. But I guess times are limited, and dang, I wish we could keep going on with that. But it remains for me to thank Dr. Butcher over at Slaughterhouse Editing, and the Six for the theme and the incidental music, and, of course, the Dirty Fences for the end theme. Hey, thanks for everybody. Have a great year coming up. We appreciate it, and we'll talk at you later.
What do you think of that Jordan Evans?
The Number 6 Show is licensed by ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, and also acknowledges the artists using Creative Commons. The Number 6 Show is a creation of Artifacts Productions, LLC. Visit us on the internet at number6show.com.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.